is a Fox News alert. A 1,000-point plunge. Alisa Brady. The same issue keeps coming back around on Wall Street. Inflation. Right now, the Dow is down 1,075 points. A slide fueled by a sell-off in retail stocks after Target's dismal first-quarter report. Plunging profits blamed in part on rising costs.
There's only one way to get out of inflation, and that's to slow down the economy. And the economy will slow. The markets are starting to reflect that. It'll be up and down.
Fox Business's Charlie Gasparino. Both the Dow and the S&P tumbling more than 3%. The NASDAQ down more than 4%. An idea heavily criticized by Republicans is put on hold by the Biden administration.
The Department of Homeland Security is pausing a disinformation governance board, and the board's director, Nina Jankowicz, has resigned. The moves follow weeks of criticism from Republicans who dubbed the governance board a ministry of truth, straight out of a George Orwell novel. The administration defended the new board's work, arguing it followed work done by previous administrations to study the spread of disinformation. But critics questioned why Jankowicz was tapped to lead that effort, noting previous social media posts dismissing stories about a laptop belonging to the president's son, Hunter Biden. At the White House, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
One of the most closely watched primaries in the country isn't over yet in Pennsylvania, where it's too close to call between Trump-endorsed Senate hopeful Dr. Mehmet Oz and former businessman David McCormick.
And when you look at it right now, Dr. Oz has a less than 2,500 vote lead ahead of McCormick. That's a lead that has been shrinking. It's less than a 0.5% difference, which would trigger an automatic recount. But first, they have to finish counting the ballots.
Fox's Brian Yenis in New Hope, Pennsylvania. Both campaigns say they're confident and optimistic. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox. News.
Charges in Chicago after a second grader brings a gun to school.
28-year-old Tatiana Kelly is accused of three misdemeanor counts of child endangerment after a gun that somehow got into her second grader's backpack accidentally fired a shot Tuesday, injuring that child's 7-year-old classmate at Disney Magnet School on the city's north side. Many parents there now with many questions.
How did a kid get a gun in his backpack?
For a little kid to have a gun is... it's frightening.
We're told the victim was taken to a hospital with a graze wound in good condition as police continue to investigate. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
A former Minneapolis police officer charged in connection with the death of George Floyd pleads guilty to a state charge of aiding and abetting second-degree manslaughter. Thomas Lane, one of three officers who'd been set for a state trial after being convicted on federal counts of violating Floyd's civil rights. Former officer Derek Chauvin was convicted of murder in a state trial last year, sentenced to more than 22 years in prison. He is appealing. A former NFL quarterback known for leading protests will get an honorary degree from Morgan State University in Maryland.
Former San Francisco 49ers quarterback Colin Kaepernick is looking for a team to help revive his NFL career, which many believe is on the sidelines for starting the trend to kneel during the national anthem in 2016 to protest police brutality. But it's that kind of social justice work which leads to the invite from President David K. Wilson, who said they put together a trio of diverse voices who bravely stood and kneeled for the betterment and advancement of the voiceless, the marginalized, and the disenfranchised. Kaepernick Kaepernick hasn't played in the league since 2016 and has made a recent push to return to the NFL, Morgan State's commencement ceremony will be held on Saturday. CJ Papa, Fox News.
Back to Wall Street, the Dow's down 1,063. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Kilmeade. I want you to join me weekdays at 9 a.m. East as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and, of course, what you think.
Listen live or get the podcast now at BrianKilmeadeShow.com.